League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
I don't know if...
You don't know.
I said I don't know.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah, I said that.
That's why I said you don't know.
Yeah, thanks for confirming.
Confirming that you don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Yoko Swifto.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
I don't know. My, oh my, oh my. She said,
good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Del, and we got a surprise this morning.
Heroes return.
Lance was supposed to be doing the show from Mobile, Alabama, but heroically,
heroes return.
Comes back. He comes back on a late flight. What time was your flight last night?
Latest, like 5 something.
5 o'clock?
Yeah, well,
that's not heroic.
It's the last one, and I had to race. What I had to do to get from the practice, because they do double up practices, my editor's like, are you going to be able to do that? I'm like, yeah, I'll just write from the car.
What?
So we had an article. I have to write an article after practice. So I stopped at a gas station. I wrote the rest of my article at the gas station real fast about my 5 players. And then took off and made it in time, just in time. I was on Nick Caserio's flight, as a matter of fact. Made it just in time to get out to Houston to get back. Wanted to get back. My son's
got it. Did he have a vest on?
He did when I saw him at practice. I actually spoke with Nick.
You did?
I congratulated him, and we talked a little bit of football. Yesterday's
practice.
He doesn't
even know what you do.
He had a vest. He seemed to know what I do.
He did?
Yeah, he seemed to be aware of what I did.
Okay.
I'll tell you about some of this stuff. I had some interesting conversations. I've got some interesting dirt from the Senior Bowl.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, well, some dirt. It's not that salacious. For one, Texas Longhorn, it may be. But anyway.
Christian Jones is the.
He did a nice job.
Yeah, he did a real nice
Sweat's
job.
Sweat's the guy that there's some stuff we got to talk about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But so I talked to Nick. Nick was. Couldn't be a nicer guy.
Yeah?
Nick was great. He was fantastic. We talked for a while. I said, you know, I had some questions about this and that, but man, and you did a great job with Cashman. You know, I had heard, not from him, but I heard from somebody else that that Lovey wasn't a Cashman guy and that Nick really loves Cashman, always has loved Cashman. And once Lovey was gone, Cashman became a more prominent member of this. Hey, this is going to be, Dell, I know that you are... I consider Dell to be an open-minded person. This is just going to be white boy draft season. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, this is going to be a draft where Ryan Clark is going to struggle with some draft picks.
McConkie,
Ricky Pearsall from Florida, Dylan Lobby from New Hampshire, white running backs. Basically, Danny Woodhead's coming back out in the draft.
Oh, nice.
There's another Danny Woodhead. We got another.
We got to get him.
We got another one. We got another white corner who may go in the first. He's not good enough to go in the first. People are mocking him in the first, but he's like a second. And he actually may go to safety. But I'm going to count him as a corner for now, Cooper DeJean, because he's going to run really fast, too. This is kind of white boy draft
season. White boy draft season.
It's kind of white boy draft season.
How about that?
I mean, McConkie, which rhymes with honky, and Pearsall.
Whoa. I know who Ladd McConkie is.
Yes. Yeah, we've seen him for the last 4 years. Making plays for Georgia. So, yeah, we know that. But yeah. he was – how about that? I see that Wilson from Michigan, the wide receiver from Michigan, he's open to my eyes, huh?
Light skin.
He's light skinned. Wait a minute.
He is. I got a picture of Malachi Corley too, but yeah, he's light skinned too.
Oh my God. What about
Roman Wilson was just tearing it up. Roman Wilson made himself some money.
He did.
Yeah, there's some interesting receivers. You know, from a Texan standpoint, I'll tell you some stuff off the air that I can't tell you on the air about the Texans, but I think they screwed up last season with something they did. But
what?
Yeah,
that's incorrect because our team made the biggest splash in all of football.
There's one thing that I think they
No. You're being a little disrespectful yourself.
And I can tell you, I just there's things I can't say.
Okay, what about
there's some things on the offensive line that need to get cleaned up.
Okay, what about Bo Nix? Yeah, straight down.
He did not have a good, easy throws. And somebody brought up the point, he's playing a different offense, different players. And that's all true. But does that change the fact that when I need to throw from point A to point B?
Yeah, right.
It's in his hands. This dude was throwing everything at people's feet.
He looked more like Auburn, Bo Nix.
He did.
He really did. He reverted.
He did. And I'm like, is this going to be what it is? When he's comfortable, he'll look good. But if a new coordinator comes in, he's going to be nervous.
He got freaked out. He's back in the Alabama, and he got freaked out.
Oh, that's what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
He is Pacific Northwest. Everything was fine. People were protesting things. He was like, this is fine. It was just random protests around him all over the place.
And he likes that.
And he's just like, okay, the attention's on the protest. Antifa's fighting. Proud Boys. No one's looking at Bo Nix. They forgot Auburn Bo Nix. I'm just Oregon Bo Nix. They don't even know who I am. I'm just Bo Nix.
So the problem is,
then he goes back to Auburn, and they're like, "We know you, Bo. We know you."
Some quarterbacks can't play in cold weather. They have to play in domes to be successful. No team from the South can draft Bo Nix.
Not an outdoor team.
Minnesota could be fine for him.
Yep.
Minnesota.
Yeah, but he still
fine.
Plays inside.
No, it's not about weather. It's about the region of the country.
The region of the country.
It's just about region.
Don't play in the South.
He can't head south.
He just can't come south.
He could play.
What about when they play the NFC South or the AFC South?
Then they're screwed. Just like a warm weather quarterback would be. He can't play for us.
Could he play for the Raiders?
Sure, but then you have to think about if they play the NFC South, he's screwed, or the AFC South, he's screwed.
Yeah,
you need a dual quarterback.
God forbid he got drafted by the Falcons.
You got to draft two quarterbacks.
No,
he can't get drafted by the Falcons.
Falcons ain't drafting him. They can't. They're not that close to Alabama. They just can't do it.
He can't play for an XFL team from Alabama.
So who improved their stock the most?
Well, I think Roman Wilson was a big one.
That's the Michigan wide receiver. That one-handed catch. You probably saw it on SportsCenter if you watch any highlight show.
So, I was standing right there. If you go to Dane Brugler's, I was standing literally right there.
I got the video right here.
If you got the video on the side. Well, whose video is it?
It's
game video? Yeah, I'm right there. You'll see me right, and I'm right to the right.
Right to the right. There's you. There's you.
You probably see me.
You're right there.
That blackjack, I'm sitting next to Dane Brugler, and Dane Brugler recorded. He's got this incredible footage right there. The catch one-on-one. So, Quinyon Mitchell is going to be a first-round corner who he went up against. So that's at the end of practice when it was good on good, where you got to call guys out. And so an offensive lineman would call
a pass rusher. You crossed your arms right away, right after the play, and went, man, that's a catch now.
Yeah.
Roman Wilson. So where does he go?
I think early second.
Early second?
He's a slot receiver, but he may creep into the first.
What about the Xavier Legette?
He'll fall down into the seventh.
Really?
I'm joking, but he didn't have a good practice.
He didn't?
No.
Oh, I saw
yesterday
a spot
he was okay.
Where he said he looked pretty good.
Well, yesterday he was maybe fine, but
what about
Devontae
Walker?
Slow.
I'm looking for guys that the Texans can get second, third round.
Tess Walker, I think, will be. People are putting him in a first. I don't think he'll be in a first. I think, he might be. Brian Thomas from LSU could slip into the second. The one opposite of Malik Nabers.
I'd rather have Malik Nabers.
I think Ladd McConkey, if they looked at a second rounder. Ladd McConkey and Ricky Pearsall could be a couple guys. I think Pearsall maybe goes a little bit later. Malachi Corley is a lot like Debo Samuel from Western Kentucky. So if Slowick wanted to take a page out of you have Tank who can, I was with Johnny Harris on the sideline walking around. We talked a lot yesterday, and he said Tank can play outside. He goes, I know he's small. He goes, he's not a true slot receiver.
He played outside of speed all the time.
Yeah, and he played outside some last year too. He said he can run those routes.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem. It's just which routes do you run? And he said, so the Texans could go get Ladd McConkey and put him in a slot. You know, his whole thing was, he goes, oh my God, Ladd McConkey would be the perfect wide receiver for the Texans. He goes, he'd be unbelievable to work in front of slot. And you, he said, you could have Tank. I said, do you think you could, Tank could still work from a slot too? He goes, yeah. I mean, not every receiver plays every, you know, snap. So Ladd was unbelievable. Caught everything. Guys couldn't cover him. Ricky Pearsall was really good. Talisi Fuaga may have made the biggest jump. In fact, I'm moving him all the way into the top 10 of my mock draft, which is due tomorrow. He's the Oregon State right tackle. And this is why I didn't want a long-term contract for Titus Howard. My God, it's so loaded. If they would have just played out the contract like I wanted, this would have been his fifth year, Howard. He would have got hurt. He would have been out. He'd have been on the market. And you would have been, you would have had the deepest tackle draft in years would have been in your lap right now. And instead, they gave a contract.
Yeah, but then they would have had to go first round.
Tackle.
23rd overall.
Yeah, and then you wait 23rd.
And who's going to be left, too?
Yeah, that's true. If you wait until 23rd, I mean, you probably would have had to make a move up.
Yeah.
You probably would have had to make a move up. You wouldn't necessarily have to because it is deep. But I think, I'll be honest, I Patrick Paul did not help himself.
No?
No. He's not going
from
U
of H.
He's not going in the first. Nelson Caesar was okay. Jackson McKinley from...
Nelson Caesar's kind of a weird body for an outside... Yeah.
Edge guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was physical. Like, he did some nice stuff physicality-wise. I talked to Willie Fritz yesterday. He can't wait to come on the radio with us.
Yeah.
He's, like, really excited.
I talked to him, too.
Willie spent a lot of time talking... you know, you see a ton of coaches, like... Kirby Smart was there yesterday. I didn't get a chance to talk to Kirby, but Kirby was there yesterday. I saw Jed Fish was there yesterday. I'm sure for his Arizona guys more than Washington. He didn't know the Washington guys. Who else did I get a chance to speak with or did I see there? A lot of head coaches will come from their colleges out there to represent. I did not see Jim Harbaugh there. He's too busy. He's got to get caught up with a lot of stuff. Nick Saban used to come out. I didn't see Sark, but there were a lot of Texas guys there. I saw the recruiting coordinator. A lot of Texas guys were there representing. As far as Texas, and I didn't see Elko. I'm not sure I know what Elko looks like, but Bill Biedenbaugh, offensive line coach for Oklahoma. Just a lot of coaches
Biedenbaugh
show
was
up.
There. Good guy.
To represent. Oh, yeah. He's like, you want to talk about a guy's guy? He's got this kind of Oompa Loompa body. Yeah. And then I saw him in the airport, and he was eating like a meatball sub or something.
Yeah, of course he was.
Fell on his shirt like, oh. And then he was on my flight, and he had a meatball sub stain.
Well, that's what he does.
That's an O-line coach right there.
Cody Benjamin from CBS Sports says that Mike Evans could be coming to the Houston Texans. Let's talk about it on the other side, right here.
And I'll give you some of the. I'll give you some of the. We'll go into a few more of the players, and I'll tell you some of the dirt I heard around.
All right, we'll do that on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. It's the place to play, win, and get paid. You're looking for the best place. I'm telling you. You've got live dealers, okay? Live dealers is kind of cool. It is really cool. Because I don't know about you, but I really don't trust when it's just a machine doing it all the time. I don't love that. I really don't. I do love when I've got a live dealer right in front of me. I've got all of the different bets that I could possibly want. It's so good. It really is so good. You're looking for the best place to win, get paid, bonuses for signing up, but you got to put in promo code BET975. Everything about MyBookie is just awesome. If you're looking for a place to play, there's still all kinds of stuff. You still got NBA. You still got college basketball. You still got the big game, and you want to bet on it. You want to win. You want to get paid. It's all at MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 716. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts? You got any questions about Senior Bowl or anything else, you're more than welcome to come on in and hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Give us some scuttlebutt from especially Texans related. You got a chance to talk to Nick Caserio. Anything that you can relate?
I just talked to him about. We talked a little bit about the Texans. I thought his moves that he made were really, really good, free agency wise. And we talked a little bit about cornerbacks in the cornerback position, because there's a lot of very talented, super light corners now. Yep. A lot of 170 some odd pound corners.
Allegedly, Cody Stutes says that the Texans talked to a couple.
Well, he said Kalen King. I hope that they didn't talk long to him.
No.
I hope it was a brief conversation.
Kalen King and...
But this is why Cody acted like, and no offense, I love that Cody's hustling, but I saw where he said, hey, you know, exclusively here, I can tell you, I'd be the first to tell you, they spoke with Kalen King.
Mm-hmm.
Every team speaks with every player.
You're right.
Yeah, you know
Quinion
what I mean?
Quinion Mitchell, Toledo cornerback, Quinion Mitchell.
Phenomenal.
Is he?
Really good, man. He's going to be really good. I like him a lot. He's going to be in the battle for first corner with Terry and Arnold from
really?
I like Nate Wiggins a lot, but yeah.
For first corner?
Yeah. He's got good size. Yeah, he'll be up there. I think Terry will go first, and then I think it's going to be Quinion Mitchell, and then I think it'll be my guy Nate Wiggins, who I've got highest of all these guys. But he's not at Senior Bowl, but it's a weird, you know, Greedy Williams was kind of light. When he came out of LSU, he was only like in the low 180s. Now he's considered really, really skinny. Nate Wiggins is in the low 180s. Mitchell is like 195. Terry Arnold's about 195, which is good size.
Well, last year, the Redskins got the really skinny.
Yeah, he was in the 160s.
Yeah, right.
And then Chris Abrams-Drain, who's a good corner from
Commanders.
Missouri. Yeah, from Missouri. He's in the 170s. DJ James from Auburn, who's a really good corner. He's like 173. Like, there's these... It's getting smaller at wide receiver. There's a wide receiver there. It's 159 or 165 pounds. Jacob Cowing from Arizona. I'm like, man, what has happened to the league? It's just some tiny corners and tiny receivers, but they're guys who can play. Yeah. We know Tank is really
like
small.
Speed is,
it's just a matter of can these guys hold up? And we're not, you know, we're in the midst of it, so we'll find out if they can't. Tank, you know, got hurt, but that's one of those that a big wide receiver wouldn't have had his leg snapped maybe when he's digging out safeties on the goal line.
Maybe, or they would have fallen on his back too if he couldn't move the guy out. Right.
So Nick and I talked about the changes of the defensive back position, and I asked him about, you know, I just asked him about his philosophy versus Belichick's philosophy, you know, how it changed and if there has been changes, and that stuff I got to keep off the record. But I thought that because that's all I said, all right, I've got about, you know, 5 minutes here with him. I'm going to ask things I've always wanted to know. And one of them is, how are you different than Belichick? And he pointed out that things got different with Belichick over the years, that he made some changes, things like that. So a lot of it is just football stuff, but I just told him everything was off the record, so I don't want to go into it. But it's just ball stuff. It was nothing to, you know, you think Nick is going to give me the inner workings of the Texans.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
No, that didn't happen. Now, I will tell you, I've been teasing this. So a guy had a good practice yesterday, at least one-on-one drills, ran through everybody, was Tavondre Sweat. Tavondre Sweat did not get weighed at the Senior Bowl, did not give his height and weight. That's pretty standard to do height and weight at the Senior Bowl. What I found out is he is carrying a lot of excess weight. Tavondre's weight has gotten up there pretty high. Scout I talked to, who was in during the year, said he was up at playing in the 370s. He's listed at 345, which is already big. When he was a junior in high school, he was a defensive end, 255 pounds. There's been some scuttlebutt amongst the draft community.
Sounds like he put on a bill.
Yeah.
100
yeah.
plus.
And, you know, I've seen it with, like, Trevor Penning did that, but he was going from underdeveloped, undersized guy into a full-grown, good-looking left tackle. Sweat's carrying a lot of bad weight right now, and he's still very dominant. But the problem is, you know, there's talk about him being in the 380, 390 range. Yeah, when he was working out. He's going to have to really get down by combine. He kept playing at Texas. He hadn't been working at combines, you know, a lot of these guys get started in December, early December. He didn't get started until January. But it tells me that during the season, his weight got out of control on him. Maybe he hasn't gotten into control for the last month. And now we got to see what happens by combine. But I'm going to tell you now, if he's carrying 360 plus pounds, and he may have to work to get down to 360, 355 for combine, but he's going to get weighed there. He's going to get weighed there. And if he's weighing in the, you know, 370 range, I don't care how talented you are. Teams get really worried about, you're a two down player anyway. You're not going to play on pass downs. You know, if you're already this heavy right now,
I wouldn't mind if he falls to 23.
I don't think he goes in the first round because he can't play three downs. I mean, he can't even come close to playing three downs. And if you're worried about his weight, if he can't keep his weight functional and you say, okay, we're going to give him a bunch of money and we're going to give him his own free time, there's no discipline, so he has to do whatever he wants, what's going to happen?
Probably hitting the book so hard at Texas that now with all that free time of not studying.
Yeah, now it could be worse. But so that's one of the guys that could secretly, like, I wanted to write about him helping his draft stock yesterday, but I couldn't because I know that talking to a few teams, they're down on him because they're really worried that he's not gonna be in the shape he needs to be in for an NFL game. Look, a lot of these guys are heavy, but if the rumors are true that he's played in the 370s and maybe even got heavier than that after the season, if those rumors are true, teams are going to be terrified that, well, let's give him more money and see what happens and free up his time and see if he has discipline now to do that. And so I think he's going to be hurt by that. He's still talented. I mean, he ran through people yesterday. He stopped trying to be cute and clever with pass rush and pass rush drill. Said, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run straight through everybody." And he did. Just everybody. So if you have a question about any of these guys,
here's a question. Did LZ get a look at Kandrell Butcher?
There's no such person as Kandrell Butcher.
How about Jalen Smalls, Jalen McDougal, Aiden Bannistet, Krayshawn Abraham, and Juan Manuel Castillo?
All of those are good, pretty good names. I like Krayshawn. What is it? Krayshawn Abraham could have played it. Maybe Krayshawn Abraham could have been maybe a guy from
Auburn, or he could have been
Krayshawn gives me an FCS vibe.
Oh, does it?
Krayshawn Abraham.
I don't know. What a name like Krayshawn.
Well, West Georgia. He came from Florida, but he was a Miami or Florida guy. But he.
I could see him playing in Gainesville.
Well, he bounced. They couldn't. His grades were terrible, so he had to go to West Georgia and play there, football factory and in FCS. And then Juan, the other Castillo, that doesn't sound.
Juan Manuel Castillo.
Yeah, Juan Manuel Castillo could be a defensive tackle, but that's not.
He sounds like. Oh, speaking of which, the Astros.
Cabbage.
Trey Cabbage.
We got Cabbage. Cabbage.
You like some coleslaw? How you like your coleslaw?
26-year-old. We got a 26-year-old head of cabbage.
That's right. You're damn right we do.
Let me tell you, the news went all the way down to Mobile. Everyone was talking about, did you guys hear what happened with Cabbage? Like, what did they do with Cabbage? Is it Moe's Barbecue? Like, no, the Astros picked up Cabbage for a minor leaguer.
Yeah.
What were his slashes? I said, lowish.
208. 232, 321. To make room, they had to get rid of a guy named Declan.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a problem. We don't have a Declan anymore. That sounds like a real white guy. Declan Cronin. They also had to trade away a young guy who's got some, he's got some arm. He throws in the mid-90s, but he's an A-ball guy. So, the Astros made a move yesterday. Trey Cabbage. He may not make it up to the big team, but it is something that actually happened yesterday.
When I see Astros announcements hits the email, all it says is Astros
acquire.
And I'm like, whoa. And I open up my phone, like, who'd they acquire? Oh, yeah, I've been wondering if Trey Cabbage was
actually, I remember Trey Cabbage last year. He played. He wasn't very good, but
he's infield, outfield, utility, whatever.
Infield probably, but yeah. I mean, they're looking for a left-handed bat. I guess they're a little desperate. Trey Cabbage is what they came up with. All right, 726 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Travis, you're first up here. You got some questions about some guys that Lance can answer. Anybody else wants to get in, you got a question, you can do that as well. We were talking about Billy Brown yesterday here on the show, as a matter of fact, Aqueduct Plumbing, and we were talking about his golf game and how bad it is. We don't have to worry about him.
Now, can he hit it long like he could in the simulator? He had a pretty good pop on the simulator.
Did he?
Yeah.
You remember a lot of it wasn't always sideways.
Oh, well, some of it did go sideways. Yes.
Yeah, remember a lot.
But when he hit, when he connected,
when he connected,
he had some swing speed.
He did. No, he
the sideways one. I don't. Count. If the simulator didn't count it because it was so bad, I didn't count.
All I'm saying is Billy would be starving right now if he had to make money off of his golf swing. Okay, but as far as plumbing goes,
no, he doesn't starve.
No, he doesn't starve. You know why he doesn't starve? Because he does it better. He just does it. Houston's premier repiping company is Aqueduct Plumbing. 281-488-6238. This is what they're awesome at. Listen, don't ask Billy to come and be on your foursome, you know, because that's just not what Billy does. What
Now,
Billy
do you
does.
Think all the advertisers like when John just takes shots at their
well,
personal
you
golf
heard
game.
Houston yesterday.
He just took this. This is just a chance for John. John just weighed and said, right. I can't wait to wear this guy out on
well,
a commercial
he,
that he's going to pay for.
He referred to Houston Glover as four putt
yesterday
on the show.
Yeah, because, well,
I mean, lag,
because,
Billy.
Well,
lag.
Four putt. But Aqueduct Plumbing is the place to go. And put this number in your phone because you may need him. You never know when you're going to need a plumber. 281-488-6238.
Make sure that whether it's big or small, that Billy Brown is your guy. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Currently, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, one is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. Let's get Travis in here. He's been waiting. He wants to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Travis, what's up?
Morning, gentlemen. I am so looking forward to the next couple months. We're leading up to the draft. But I got a question on a couple prospects. I want to know what y'all think about them, where they'll be drafted, if they fit in with the Texans. And that's Cody Schrader, running back from Missouri, and Trey Harris, wide receiver, Ole Miss. I'll hang up, man. Thanks a lot, guys.
I'm not a Trey Harris guy, so I'm passing on Trey. Although he does fit more. Well, actually, he does fit more in the Texans type of offense. So I shouldn't just say that. So maybe Trey does. Trey does some things down the field. If I remember correctly, he's kind of a ball winner, so he's okay. Cody Schrader, part of white boy draft season. I don't know what to tell you. There's another white running back. They're all over the place.
Whoa.
Now. All of a sudden, it's just white
How's
running backs and white though? Cornerbacks all over the place. White,
I don't care.
White skill position guys. Yeah. It's all black quarterbacks and all white wide receivers and corners now.
Why do you think I
have this is a truly diverse NFL that we're going to have.
Why do you think I have an issue with white players succeeding in positions they don't normally
John
succeed in.
John just said, take that, Del, or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why does he think I have an issue? I don't care.
Whitey getting it done. No.
Okay. Great.
I don't get it done. Cody Schrader came from Division III. He was a running back from Division III. He walked on. He ran for like 5,000 yards at this Division III school. He went to the SEC because, you know, Division III to SEC is a normal jump you see. Do you think he was a portal? Do you think they offered a scholarship? No, they're like, I'm sorry, you're Division III. He goes, I'll pay my own way. They go, oh, well, okay. We'll let you walk on, have a tryout. Now he's at the Senior Bowl, and he scored a bunch of touchdowns. And, yeah, Cody Schrader is a guy, he has some limitations, but plays really, really hard. He's more like a third or fourth rounder. He's a lot like Damian Pierce. The Pierce thing. After having more conversations, you know, Johnny Harris and I were talking about the X's and O's of Pearson. Pierce is just, this scheme is just a real problem for Pierce. It's just not built for Damian Pierce. I don't know what they do because the guy is a good runner when he is confident and hitting the track at a good pace. But if he's not, I don't know what his value is. Like, they had a Goomba Wale getting reps over him. Like, I don't know what they do with him. So, you know, I can tell you, Johnny's like, I really hope they sign Motor. He goes, really, and I said, would you think he's their number one priority? He goes, it would be mine. He said, because he makes, you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Once you have Motor, you don't have to think about running back. Like, you got a guy who plays on all three downs. He makes people miss when your offensive line misses a block.
Fantastic. That is interesting. Number one priority, it's assigned. Now,
yeah.
More than Jonathan Greenard?
Well, this is a great pass rush draft.
Yeah.
Like the Texans could look pass rush in the first round. They could look edge rusher in the
first round. Well, they're looking defensive line. First round is going to be defensive line.
Yeah, the tricky thing is Byron Murphy.
But I thought it would be a guy in the middle.
Byron Murphy is going to go ahead of him. Latu, as long as his medicals check out, the pass rusher from Washington, who is, it's literally like watching T.J. Watt. I mean, he's the most skilled rusher I've ever seen coming out of college. But he had a neck condition that Washington told him he had to retire from football, and UCLA said, you're fine. And so he went out and had double-digit sacks 2 years that he played college football, dominant pass rush. And I'm like, I wonder who's going to be right here when the combine medicals pop up.
Yeah, what about that? I mean, that could be a problem.
Jared Verse, edge rusher from Florida State, will be gone. Like, yeah. I can't see the Texans trading up, although
they are in
position to win at a higher.
What about in the middle?
Tavondre Sweat, they would. Now, they could trade back and target a guy like Tavondre. And there are some guys in the middle who are decent. It's not a great defensive tackle draft.
That's where they need bulk.
Byron Murphy would be terrific for the Houston Texans, but he's also 300 pounds. Like, he's not a big space eater. So you'd like actually a little bit bigger. Like, if Tavondre Sweat were 330 pounds or 340 pounds and in shape, man, he would be. I know that's early for a big nose, for a clogger, to get him in the 20s because they don't rush typically. But man, that would be perfect. Like, that's one of those picks that you can say, you know what? We're actually getting pretty close. We just want to stop the run. We're going to do it with this one guy.
Well, maybe he'll get down by the combine and they'll have
a beat him.
But you hate a guy that fluctuates so much.
Yeah, if he does that, is he con? Is this just a simple?
A con, right.
Yeah, like, is he just doing
it? Well, what's even worse is if he can't get down at all, though.
But you got to stay true to, look, there's other defensive players in the middle. You got to be true to the best players on the board. Like, Texans still need a wide receiver. They still need to find a running back. You still may need to find
an
edge rusher.
Though, you can find
it. But you know, if Jonathan Brooks were sitting there in the second round for the Texans, yeah, I know he had an ACL tear. I mean, there's other runners. I like Jalen Wright too. And that's one thing about this offense. Zone scheme offense, you can go find guys. Like you found Motor, you can go find certain guys make sense. Cody Schrader can play in a zone scheme from Missouri, so he actually fits. Like, he actually would fit the Texans, and he can catch passes. But Johnny and I had some interesting conversations about who the, you know, he's not sure Dalton Schultz stays.
Well, no. How are you going to be sure about that? You got to pay him. The market value for his 11.
He didn't think Dalton is going to take any kind of a.
He
ain't going to be a hometown discount
guy. He made 6.25 last year, and the market value is 11.
You know, they may take another shot at Sheldon Rankins. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, Sheldon was a one-year guy. They may take another shot and say, Sheldon, we'll give you a two-year deal.
Well, he's actually a guy right now. On SpotTrack anyway, they say he's actually a guy who might make a little less than he made last year.
Yeah. And that could be. He had an $11 million figure
last
year.
Yeah, it's like 9-something right now. Value, market value.
Yeah. So Johnny thinks the value on Singletary is going to be $7 million a year.
That's up from 2-something.
He's a starter.
Yeah.
I mean, his agent's going to say, listen, we're not giving you backup.
How about 5.5? We'll go 5.5.
Well, I mean, I'd say, how about I give you 2 at 12? A 2-12 deal. How about that?
$6 million
a year would be great.
That'd be great.
I might be willing to pay 14 though if you think he's that valuable.
Yeah.
Grenard's going to be the tough one because pass rushers get paid.
Well,
on the
he's
open
going
market.
From 1-something to 10 and I or just 11.
Think, and I just think Nico has got to get extended now. You can't let him get to the market.
Yeah. Good luck with that too. I mean, that dude balled out like a one. What are you going to pay him?
But see, he balls out like a one next
all
year.
All of these people saying. When you're going to have to jump up from Grenard from 1 points whatever to 11, you're going to have to jump up with Nico Collins from 3 to 9, 10, 11, whatever it's going to be. I mean, this is why all of that free agent money that they've got, allegedly, is going to be gone.
This is what I think I can share this with you. Something Nick told me that I had never really thought about all this time. He goes, one of the things a lot of people talk about your cap space, but you don't truly have, like, you got to take care of your own guys. And he brought this up once again. I think I can talk, you know, our conversation's off the record, but this is just basic math that we need to know about. He said, a lot of people don't really realize or factor in that we got to have like $10 million left for moves during the year, for signing veterans, guys, when there's injuries, bringing in this player, bringing
Plus
in that player.
Plus there's the rookie cap. That
making
you have to,
moves. Yeah. He goes, practice squads are bigger now. He goes, you got to save like $10 million. I said, well, what happens to teams who are over the cap? How are they going to get? He goes, well, you got to be under the cap by March. He goes, but everybody in the league has to, he goes, it's not talked about that much, but we all have to set money aside for these moves during the year.
Absolutely. I mean, how many moves? Look at the Derek Barnett move. If they didn't have any money, they wouldn't have been able to pick him up.
That's why some players will get cut.
Yeah.
In the middle of the year, you'll see a guy get cut, and sometimes they need money to free some money up.
738 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Jeff in here. Anybody else wants in?
713-780. Oh, like you see players, by the way.
3776, the number.
When you see guys get bounced between active, inactive, cut, active, cut, pick back up, that's like money. That's just playing with some money to make sure they have money available.
Yep. Jeff, what's up? Jeff, are you there? No, Jeff.
Hello?
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah, I'm trying to ask Lance about Tyrone Bigsby out of Crackhead U.
Who? He's not. Stop. Did he just say the Crackhead U? He just said, yeah, Bigsby. That's the crackhead from the Chappelle
show. He said Tyrone Bigsby out of Crackhead U. There's Tyrone never went to school.
That's it, Jeff. Hang up
on
Jeff.
He was one of those really talented dudes who couldn't put down the pipe, so he could never make it into college.
Out of Crackhead U?
Yeah.
On the Chappelle show.
Uh-huh. A reference from 23 years ago now, 24 years ago.
He is beyond draftable.
Red flags all over for Tyrone Bigsby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Jeff.
Can we have a serious conversation anymore?
And not bring in crackheads.
Well, Tyrone Biggums, excuse me, not even Bigsby.
Yeah, Biggums. Yeah.
Tyrone Biggums.
He said Bigsby, I think.
That's what got me off. It's Tyrone Biggums.
Tyrone Biggums.
He didn't get in the crackhead, you.
Look at, just Google Tyrone Biggums, and you'll see he'll have the red skull cap on. He'll have chalky white lips.
Ashy lips,
Ashy lips. Ashy lips were a thing.
Chappelle show.
Chappelle.
That's a two decades ago reference.
Yeah, but it's iconic.
Yeah, I just know you have a whole fan base of people offering you fake names. Tyrone Biggums is actually a real name, just not a real person.
He played ball, but he got cut.
Yeah, the crack.
Because of crack.
He couldn't pass a drug test.
Speaking of which, the Astros got the Rockets got cracked last night by the Pelicans. 110-99 was the final. They just couldn't do anything in the fourth.
Our boy did not have a great game yesterday. By the way,
who, Shingun?
Yeah,
no, he didn't. What about Jabari?
Yeah,
Jabari was bad last night. Jalen Green now another big game for Jalen Green.
I love this.
Now he's put five straight games together now.
Well. Yeah, he had an off night against Brooklyn, but I think it's 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Yeah. What's happening right now is his trade stock is going sky high. This is great.
No, that's not what is happening right now. Actually, how about if he's actually learning how to play in a team concept and is actually looking pretty damn good doing it? How about that maybe your number two overall pick is actually coming through finally?
He's got a big contract coming. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Did you hear? We played Kenyon Martin yesterday. Did you hear any of that?
I did. Where he blamed everything, but he never said KPJ's name.
He did say KPJ's name. It was KP. Yeah, it was KPJ.
I thought one of the other guys said KPJ.
Oh well, he agreed.
He
actually said it wasn't the whole locker room. It was one guy. It was one guy.
Well, one KPJ. Other guy in there said one guy. He goes one guy. Yeah. If they were kind of leading him, like, I almost got the feeling some of them already knew the answer.
They knew the answer. They talked to him beforehand. But he didn't want to.
He didn't want to be the player that snitches out loud. But I also heard that maybe it was a good thing that the KJ Martin also was gone. Like, I heard that maybe it was okay that he was gone.
KJ wasn't happy with his role, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Whether or not he was a cancer in the locker room, I don't know.
I saw the battles being raged with Kevin Porter. There have been people who have raged some really dumb battles. The battle for Steven Silas that some people made.
Oh, my God.
There are people on Twitter, yes.
No,
he was not given enough of a chance. He was this. He was that. Like, that's a terrible fight to fight. The KPJ fight was never a good fight. He was never a true point guard. So then it became, well, he needs to play. You know, he's in a bad situation. He should be playing more. There's certain guys you just don't want in your locker room.
Yeah.
And I know that he supposedly, Rockets tell you he's a great kid and all this stuff, but I just still think he could be, he's volatile.
Management loved him.
They did love him.
Yeah.
But he's volatile, and I think you're already seeing certain guys just don't need to be there if you're trying to grow something.
Well, see,
to the
and
top.
He could have been Eddie Haskell too. With management, he's one way, and then when he's with the players, he's
yeah, and that's the
it's
thing.
Awful.
That's the
his
thing.
His influence
you may
is
not
awful,
know.
Right? So that could well be. And for those of you who don't know who Eddie Haskell is, he was on. Never mind. Eddie Haskell means
you need
you're
to know. Eddie Haskell means. A guy who can is smooth
with the moms
to the moms
and, dads.
And the parents yeah, and he's real slick, but behind the scenes he's trouble.
He's an a-hole. So
like
that
Dell is kind of Eddie Haskell-y.
He's really when Mr. Gow's around. How about Dell? Oh, hey, Mr. Gow.
Once Mr.
How
Gow,
are things?
Once Mr. Gow ever around?
Yeah.
Well, when Dell's got his own handshake with them, where they do.
You want you? I'll tell you. I've told the story before.
You have the same birthday.
Yeah, which means he gets a cookie cake and I get a piece of it. But generally, that's how it's gone. But,
we get nothing for our birthday either.
Yeah, we get nothing. At least you get a piece of cookie cake.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, Dell, come down and get a sliver of his cookie cake. Usually, when he was here, I would say, huh.
Not too big a sliver. There's lots of people here.
Well, exactly. I would say hello.
Sales people, if they get there first.
Yeah, forget about anybody getting it. I would say hello. And you say, hello, Dell. And I say, hello, Mr. Gow. And I would say, how you doing? Never got the how you doing back.
Well, that's strategic.
Well, that's no. That's I the would conversation's al- over. Dell, how you doing? How you,
no,
how you
I
doing?
Say no. I would say how you doing. He would never say it back.
But you,
no,
if
but
somebody
he said hello,
you,
Dell,
and I would say hello, and I say how you doing.
That's
Mr.
conversation.
All right, okay.
So, that's all I got time for. All
I
that.
Never thought
oh,
about
now,
that.
How am I going
to
tell
does
you?
He, has he ever
oh,
done
I'm
it to
fine.
You?
How are you
now?
Oh,
now let's take this, John. How often do you think somebody's asked Dell? They so hello, how you doing? And Dell says, fine, but he doesn't ask, how are you doing? That's a standard for you. You're not going to keep the conversation going.
That's not true. You're just making that up.
I've never seen it.
You don't know.
I've never seen it get that deep, but I know that's how it would be.
That's a lie.
Before your nap, okay? He's got no time. He's making. He's out there making
money.
He's
in there brushing his teeth. He's got time.
No, that just gives you an example.
Yeah, he brings the tooth. He brushes his teeth.
Yeah,
he does.
He's got time.
Hygiene matters.
If he's got time to brush his teeth in the bathroom, he's got time.
He's busy brushing his teeth, and you're trying to talk to him
before he gets in there.
Rude.
Before he gets in there,
okay.
Let the man take. Let the man.
He had too much
cookie cake. He had to get the chocolate chips out of his teeth.
That's it.
You need a sliver, you know.
Time for
packed with chocolate chips.
Time for you to talk about being an underdog.
Underdog fantasy. So we got the big game coming up. And, you know, the thing with underdog fantasy is they let you play along, right? So you can play along with the game as you go with the Pick'em Challenge. What the Pick'em Challenge is you get to take a look at the statistics for all these different players that are playing in the game. I mean, a ton of different players are playing in the game. These are the statistics. What are we going to do here? Well, you're going to pick between 2 and 5 players in the Pick'em Challenge. You download the app. It's a great app, very well designed, easy to use. You find players that you like, their statistics either higher or lower. You've done the work on it. You've done the analysis, and you pick between 2 and 5. If you pick as many as 5 and you win 20 times, or in some cases more than 20 times your original play. You can pick just 2 and you're still going to win 3 times your play. And of course, with every additional one that you pick and hit, you win it escalates in terms of the multiplier that it's going to pay. And they also have an insurance feature in there where you can win just 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5 and still get paid. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas, and it's real money. And it's a chance for you to hit it big. And this is great. When you make your first deposit and use promo code Lance, they are going to give you a special pick in your lobby where it's 0.5 yards. All you got to do is say higher than 0.5 yards passing or rushing or 0.5 points in basketball. It's an easy winner. That's one they're giving you. So take advantage of that when you use promo code Lance. They'll match your deposit up to $100 on that first deposit. You must be 18 years or older to play. Terms and conditions apply. It needs to be available in your state. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, what happened?
I got a real red wagon. I can't do my work.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Hit the 751 ESPN 97.5.
I had a veal parm sub yesterday. No, I'm going to tell you, the best Italian food is in Mobile, Alabama.
Hit the Mobile, Alabama,
the Italian influence.
Have you lost your mind?
The Italian influence there. King cake cannoli?
Forget
about it. I didn't have it, but they had it, and I just thought this is true Italian food.
Stop already with this stuff. Okay, you can't bring that back. Okay, the best Italian food is in Mobile, Alabama.
The best Italian, fried cheese, mozzarella sticks is an Italian delicacy.
Stop. Yep. Okay, that's
from the hills of Napoli or whatever.
Yeah, it came right from the hills of Napoli. Fried cheese. Yeah, not Wisconsin. 752 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So if you want to get in here, talk to us about anything that you've heard so far. Any draft questions? Are you about done with your? No, you're not even close to done. Looking at guys,
I'm only halfway through.
About halfway.
I still got another 250 to go.
But had you already seen all of your Senior Bowl guys?
Yeah, I'd seen. There's like three late additions that I have to do. So yeah, I'd already seen all of them. I've written so many now that I couldn't even remember guys I wrote up. I'm like, I don't even remember this guy. Did I like him? I'd have to go back to my grades. Like, oh, I don't even like him, and he's playing pretty good. Brownlee, I didn't remember this guy. So now I'm going to have to go read my own scouting reports.
So Brownlee ran a route for one of the receivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw
right.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Brownlee was like all over guys. And I'm like, oh, crap. I had to go dig around on him. Like, what's the deal? Oh, he went to Florida State. Yeah, that's right. I remember him now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I kind of liked him. I gave him a fifth-round grade, but I kind of liked him.
So we haven't talked. It looks like all the jobs. Bobby Slowick's back. Bobby Slowick's back. Gerard Johnson are back.
Yeah.
Both got raises from Cal. Cal put that money out.
I didn't think Slowick would leave this year. Well,
I
didn't think it was smart for him to leave this year.
No.
Definitely not for Carolina. So it's so funny. Same thing we think is what other people think. Carolina, people in the league. You know, I talked to different people from a lot of, and I would talk about some of the coaching stuff and like, what do you, and we talk about the, okay, this guy's going here. And especially GM candidates, like guys who interviewed for jobs, whatever. I talked to a couple of those guys, and one of them just said, I met with the owner over there. Or I said, what was the meeting like? You know, one of them interviewed in Washington and said, owner was in on it. He goes, it was good. You know, he goes, I really get a good feeling about Washington. Pretty stable organization, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, you got a new owner. I mean, Snyder's not there anymore.
Yeah.
So.
And he goes, but you
and
get
yet
the
they're, sense they're still out there.
And I said, what about, it's probably going to be Vrabel or Dan Quinn. Then I said, what about Carolina? I asked another guy about Carolina. I said, was the owner in there? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, is the owner running there? He goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you think? He goes, it's going to be challenging.
Yeah.
He goes, that's a challenging job. He goes, why do you think the head coach is Ed came out of nowhere? Dave Canales from Tampa Bay. He goes, that was a guy who thought this may be my only shot coming from Tampa Bay as a coordinator. He said, that's not a job that a lot of people wanted, head coaches wanted. They may have interviewed there, but I'd be shocked if head coach and guys said, yeah, I think our Texans guy, Bobby Slowick, he goes, if you're Slowick, that would have been want to talk about a dead-end job. He said, that job is not winnable in the next couple of years at all. Worst roster in football is what a GM candidate told me. And they study rosters.
Yeah.
Especially for jobs they're going to have, and they said it's the worst roster in football right now.
So there's an article here right now. Patriots offensive coordinator job reportedly among NFL's least desired openings. Man. I could certainly see it. I mean,
are you going to draft quarterback again?
But they're going to get a quarterback.
I guess who you going to get? Drake May? I don't have Drake May going too. I think Drake May's going to slip. I have one team tell me they think he'll be the Will Levis and he'll slip out of the first.
Wow.
I don't think that happens. I'm putting
not him, with Bo Nix.
It's just not a personal. Dell, every time Bo, I don't know what is it that happened with you on a message board fight that you had. Why do you hate Drake May so much?
I don't hate him.
Is it because of this? Like John always
stop
does
rubbing
with his
your forearms.
Arm?
It has nothing to do with what he looks like. It's I never believe.
You think he needs to move to slot wide receiver?
No, I just never.
He needs to move to punter.
I don't. Yeah, I think Drake May should play wide receiver in the NFL. I'm I'm Bill Polian. In a different form. I just looked at him and saw him as, what are we talking about here? Why are people so enamored with him? He's a good football player, but top two overall, generational, blah, blah, blah. No,
Commander
never.
Fans have already decided that this is their guy, So now they're fighting for him. Like, they'll fight anybody that says anything remotely negative or anything that they consider not positive about Drake May, because they've locked themselves into the same way Dolphin fans, the Tank for Tua, some of them would do that, the same way some Texans fans were locking in on.
Well, Washington's taking Jaden Daniels.
Well, most people think it's Drake May. I put Jaden Daniels there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
It's switched a lot.
Good.
Drake May is, yeah. Jaden Daniels is now the favorite at number two.
That's because I had to send a tweet out last week saying, or 2 weeks ago saying, why is Drake, after I watched him, I'm like, why is Drake May considered the de facto QB2 in this draft?
Yeah.
Can somebody tell me why?
No, but you changed the entire landscape.
I changed the whole narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
Same way I was able to stop, with the help of Hannah, stopped, what's his name? The tyrant in the...
Jack Easterby?
Jesus tyrant. Yeah, yeah. Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
You know, it's things like in my city.
He's a busy bee.
Well. But the New England's there, sitting there at number three. I could certainly see them doing Drake May.
Okay. Right there. I know.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Maybe, because he could be Drew Lock, but he could also be, he could end up being a good quarterback. He could be, everyone's going to say Josh Allen. When you want to make yourself feel better about a guy that's got some dodgy tape, you say, well, I mean, he could be the next Josh Allen. And that's what people use for Drake May is Josh Allen.
Oh,
and maybe,
what?
But I just think there's so few.
I don't see that.
There's so few Josh Allens. Well, he's 230. He's 6'4", 230. He's got a big arm.
He don't run like Josh Allen, though.
No, he does not.
No.
Oh, he's athletic, but he doesn't. Josh is different.
Different.
Josh is built like.
Josh runs
Josh
people
is built
over.
Like it was Cam Newton. He's a different version of Cam Newton. There's very few of those guys.
If Bo Nix didn't suck so bad this week, I could see them New England going, you know what? It's going to be Bo Nix there.
Yeah, but, you know, I got to do a mock draft right now. I got Marvin Harrison there.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
Well, you got, but they need a quarterback. What are you going to do? No, you got to grab. What are you going to wait till the second round to grab a quarterback?
You can't draft a quarterback you don't believe in. I mean, they had Mac Jones fall to them, and they drafted him, and he was pretty good his first year. He looked like a game manager, one that you could win with. And then
he was a Pro Bowler.
He was terrible. And maybe they ruined it. You know, maybe they ruined Mac Jones because they gave him nothing. You know, people fight and claw about Justin Fields has nothing around him. This guy has nothing around him. That guy has nothing. Mac Jones has nothing. He didn't even have coordinators.
No.
He had defensive guys calling plays.
Yeah, no. Somebody said, man, their best player right now on offense, it's awful. Their best playmaker is DeMario Pop Douglas.
No way that's their best.
Their best play, according to an anonymous source told Giardi, the best playmaker is a sixth-round Lilliputian, DeMario Pop Douglas. Sure, wow. Where do I sign up for that job?
Yeah.
I mean... Bill Belichick left them
in
tatters.
He ran that so poorly.
He left them in tatters.
Oh, man, you got – and any submarine Mac Jones by going Bailey Zappi, who was never going to be an NFL starter. So, yeah, they need a quarterback. I mean, whether Mac Jones had help or not, to me, he's dead in the water as a Patriot. Maybe he's better with another team, but it's too much negativity there. You got to find another quarterback. If you're a third pick – you'll probably get your choice of the third quarterback. Are you okay with the third quarterback? I just don't think it's going to be Bo Nix now, the way he played. And
well,
it very well could be Drake May.
You know what? You never know who's going to be the best one, though. Was Lamar Jackson thought to be?
And Josh Allen. Yeah. Josh Allen was the third quarterback taken. Yeah. Lamar was the fifth quarterback taken. They're the two best.
And where were Deshaun
Pat Mahomes was second to Mitch Trubisky.
But Deshaun was
third.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, you never know who's going to be the best
one. Rarely is the first quarterback bright. No one's outplaying Trevor Lawrence. That ended up being a shaky quarterback draft. So no one's outplaying Trevor Lawrence. But you're right. I went back and looked at first quarterbacks taken. There's a lot of times first quarterbacks aren't even the best.
Yeah, no. All right, we got to talk a little QC Kinetics, and we'll get everybody in on the other side. 713-780-3776.
QC Kinetics, a company who really helped my wife. They helped her get ready for the Berlin Marathon. And they weren't specifically doing it for the marathon. They were just helping her with her knee health. For those of you who have knee, hip, back, shoulder, anywhere where you have chronic joint pain, inflammation, it's always hurting because it's always inflamed. You maybe have arthritis. Man, they can make such a huge difference, And here's why. QC Kinetics takes the body's healing power and then they jumpstart it. That's all they do. They take it, they jumpstart it. and then they put it back into the joint. And from there, it starts to reduce inflammation and starts to regenerate and restore lost or damaged tissue. And that is what helps you get mobility back. That's what helps to minimize that chronic pain. And before you know it, you are living with substantially less pain. And for some people, they end up living without pain at all. Mobility comes back. Range of motion can come back. So make sure that before you go to steroid shots, which are temporary surgeries, which a lot of doctors hate doing, the pain medicine, the time off from work after surgeries, why don't you take a look at QC Kinetics? They've got a proven track record, and it really, really works. And there's no shots, no downtime. It's awesome. QC Kinetics, 4 locations here in Houston, QCKinetics.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, Twin Flames.
None of it matters because you're a Twin Flame, and this is your union.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.